from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting Russian airstrikes undermining peace efforts in Syria. That according to a NATO chief. NATO chief Jan Stoltenberg says Russia's airstrikes in Syria are undermining efforts to find a non-military solution to the conflict. The Russian-backed assaults were in part responsible for derailing peace talks in Geneva earlier this week, with Syrian government officials walking away from the talks after claiming that they had ended the rebel siege of two Shiite villages in Aleppo, handing President Bashar al-Assad's government a major victory. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened on Thursday in London, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The commitment of countries hosting large numbers of refugees to open up their labor markets is a breakthrough. I thank the governments of Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey for choosing solidarity over fear.
The more than $10 billion pledged on Thursday aims to support people in Syria, as well as Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. Now, those are the neighbor countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting in Syria. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of militant group al-Shabaab. Somali aviation officials say they estimate the blast went off 15 minutes after the plane took off from Mogadishu Airport bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers on board, one was likely killed. This is VOA News.